A major winter storm continues to bear down on the northern plains, and we will see it expand across the upper Midwest as we finish out the week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. As expected, impressive snows have occurred from the northwest part of Nebraska into the eastern portions of North Dakota in the last 24 hours. Hard to believe that this much snow has occurred in 24 hours, but indeed it has. 14 inches have accumulated in the southeast corner of North Dakota, with much of that occurring in the second half of the day yesterday and overnight. In particular, we have also seen heavy accumulations occurring in south central portions of South Dakota, where as of last evening we saw totals that worked up to 18 to 22 inches. The areas nearby in northern Nebraska also reporting some impressive snows, and even the Black Hills had 23 inches. On the other side of the fence, though, in Minnesota, the snowfall has been light so far, but some of the reports have not been coming in quite yet this morning, so we'll find out where we are in another few hours. Snow continues to blow in across many areas, and we will see it prevail as we go forward through the rest of the day. The temperatures have held up overnight in the 30s this morning across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, and we have temperatures that are turning a little colder out in the far western Dakotas with teens going on. But as we go forward through this coming late week and weekend, the temperatures will progressively cool, and the most bitter cold air is expected to occur as we get into early next week, and at that time we'll see those nighttime lows in the negative 20s easily, and afternoon highs will stay below zero. In the meantime, the temperatures won't be quite so nasty, I suppose. We'll look for temperatures this afternoon to run still in the 20s and 30s across the region. Cooling is expected from where we are this morning in many locations. Tomorrow we'll see the temperatures turning cooler additionally, probably teens and 20s, except in Minnesota, where some 30s are likely. And then we'll see those teens and 20s cross over the Red River into Minnesota as we get into the day on Friday. So just a gradual cool down, but the nasty cold comes in early next week. We'll have quite a bit of wind blowing around at times over the next few days, and occasional snow will likely continue as well. Early indications are suggesting that we'll see another 3 to 8 inches of accumulation taking place as we move forward through the balance of this week. And most of the heavier snows are going to be occurring in northern and central portions of Minnesota, as well as in Wisconsin. If you're headed in that direction, eastern Minnesota and Wisconsin could be seeing upwards to a foot or more of snow. We'll see the west central portions of Minnesota picking up on 3 to 8 inches, maybe something locally greater. Most of the new snow in the Dakotas will run from 2 to 6 and locally 8 inches as well. So some of the depths are going to get very impressive. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.